Friends, I invite you to celebrate Holy Communion. If you have not already done so, please prepare your own elements for communion. Even a piece of toast or an English muffin can become a sacrament. Even a cup of water or coffee or tea, a remembrance of God's redeeming love. I will read through the liturgy for you, the leader parts as well as the unison parts. I invite you to follow along as individuals or family units and read the parts in unison out loud together. Let us feast on these gifts from God. For Holy Communion this morning, I invite you to lend Christ your table. On the first day of Holy Week long ago, people throughout Judea arrived at the dusty gates of Jerusalem, primed with Hosanna in their hearts, and Jesus asked to borrow a donkey. On the Thursday that followed, Jesus rented or was given John Mark's mother's upper room to celebrate the Passover with the disciples. On the afternoon of the resurrection, Jesus was invited into a house in Emmaus and used the bread of that hospitality to break and bless. Lend Christ your table, your bread, your cup, and your heart. For as the disciples told the person who loaned the donkey, the Lord has need of it. We are one bread, one body, one cup of blessing. Though we are many throughout the earth and this church community is scattered, we are one in Christ. In your many kitchens and living rooms, rest your hands lightly upon the elements which we have set aside today to be a sacrament. Let us ask God's blessing upon them. Pray with me. Gentle Redeemer, there is no lockdown on your blessing and no quarantine on grace. Send your spirit of life and love, power and blessing upon every table where your child or children shelter in place. That this bread may be broken and gathered in love and this cup poured out to give hope to all. Risen Christ, live in us that we may live in you. Breathe in us that we may breathe in you. Amen. We remember that Paul the Apostle wrote letters to congregations throughout places we now call Greece, Turkey, and Macedonia. They were the first remote worship resources. Our online ways of worshiping have a long heritage. The communion words sent to the church at Corinth were these: "For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" Friends, let us in our many places receive the gift of God, the bread in heaven. Let us say together, we are one in Christ and the bread we share. Take and eat. And friends, let us in our many places receive the gift of God, the cup of blessing. Let us say together, we are one in Christ in the cup we share. Take and drink. Let us pray in thanksgiving for this meal of grace, rejoicing that by the very method of our worship, we have embodied the truth that Christ's love is not limited to buildings made with human hands, nor contained in human ceremonies, but blows as free as the Spirit in all places. Let us pray together. Spirit of Christ, you have blessed our tables and our lives. May the eating of this bread give us courage to speak faith and act love, not only in church sanctuaries, but in your precious world. And may the drinking of this cup renew our hope, even in the midst of pandemic. Wrap your hopeful presence around all whose bodies, spirits, and hearts need healing. And let us become your compassion and safe refuge. Amen.